I've got some hard truths to share. Email consumes too much of your time. A key reason is that your emails are poor. But there is a silver lining. It's not all your fault. Outlook is secretly working against you. And I can show you how to fix that. First, I want you to do an experiment. Open up your work email. For the vast majority of us at any large organization, and some small, that's probably Outlook. Now take a look at the sent folder and pick a message at random. If you've not changed Outlook's default settings, you'll see who the message is sent to and the subject line of your email. Now, assuming your recipient doesn't know you, if this was all that your recipient could see, who the email is from and the subject line, would it convey the message you wanted? Would it entice you to open the email and read more? The chances are it doesn't completely explain the point you wanted to make. Open up the email and double check. Have you ever replied to an email in a long conversation where the subject line no longer makes sense? Or forwarded an email to someone without changing the subject line to explain why you're sending them the message? The subject line is the first thing we see when we receive an email. But when we're writing an email, most of us don't give it a second glance. On occasion, we can even struggle to think about how to title the email we want to send. I know what you're thinking. And you're right. I'm being a bit unfair. After all, most people will see more than just the subject line when they receive an email. In fact, Outlook can show you a preview of the first three lines of your email. Why don't we turn that on and see how your email looks now? Go back into the sent folder. Click View, then View Settings, then Other Settings. And then you'll see a little radio button marked Auto Preview, Preview All Items. Click that, hit OK. Now go back to your sent folder and take another look. Pick out that same email all over again. Now, read the subject line in the Auto Preview. Does this new view with the extra information convey the message you wanted? Would you be enticed to open it now and read more? This view, the one you're looking at, is the view most people see when they receive an email. Whether we use this auto preview or not, it's what we see. We read email, subject first, and then the first few lines. Then we've got to make a decision to either read more or delete the email. If your key message isn't here in this view that you're looking at right now, then that message may not be read at all. And it's not just Outlook that does this. If you check your email on your phone, Android or even Windows phone device, you'll see a similar auto preview. These auto previews normally exclude formatting, font styles, images and tables. Optimizing your writing for auto preview is not easy because it's not natural, and Outlook doesn't help. When you compose a new email in Outlook, you see one view of the email, the view you wanted, but your recipient sees the message in a completely different format. Not only does it display your email in this bland format, but then it places it beside a sea of other emails, each of which are competing for your reader's attention. That's not fair, and Outlook isn't helping here. That's why I created the Email Preview plugin. I very much wanted to just scratch my own itch. I want to be able to make sure that the emails I send deliver the message I want. With the Email Preview plugin, I mimic what the Auto Preview does, and I show you what it will display to any email recipient in Outlook. This way, when you write your email, you can correct it then and there. While this auto preview format is still crap, at least you know what your reader's going to read. The email preview plugin is fresh out of Mindflip Labs, and in order to get some feedback on it, I've released it for free. Please, go check it out and tell me what you think. Does it help you write better and more effective emails. If you'd like some more tips and tricks on writing and dealing with email, you can check out the series of blog posts on this subject, which I've shared on my website. You can get the email preview plugin from http://better-emails.com/buy. And if you go to /blog, you'll see the blog posts. Go check them out. Tell me what you think. I'm looking forward to hearing about your experiences. If you've got tips or tricks you'd like to share, I'd love to hear them. Writing good email is a bit of an art, and it's something we can all learn. Thanks.